I'm Alyssa Lane, and welcome to the Lifecraft Podcast. Lifecraft is passionate about helping you live your everyday life better by sharing inspiration, awareness, and tools to enable you to create a fulfilling life. In this episode of 7 Minutes to Success, we feature multifaceted entrepreneur and businesswoman Marie Forleo, where she shares practical advice on how to stick with what you start. Enjoy the episode.
Why do we stop doing the things that we all know are good for us, especially when we've been able to make the time before? It's a head scratcher, am I right? Now, obviously, it makes no logical sense, right? But then again, we know that we human beings are not logical creatures. We are emotional and often irrational when it comes to our behavior. Now, the truth is, there are a gajillion different reasons why many of us stop doing the things that we know are good for us. Some people just get bored, right? Some people rebel against any kind of structure or authority, even if it's themselves. And some people get off track, like if their schedule changes, or they travel, or somebody gets sick, or something like that. Now, as a coach, I'm usually not a big fan of why questions. First, because in this format, I can't talk with you. I can't get to the root of your specific situation by asking you more questions. But more broadly, why questions can sometimes encourage a little bit of navel gazing, right? And they can easily spiral into beating yourself up, thinking that you suck, or that you're just not built to be consistent and disciplined, all of which is not true. So I think a better, smarter, and more helpful question is, how can I be more consistent in doing the things that I know make me feel good? Or how can I set myself up to win the vast majority of time? Now, those questions are questions that we can tackle. Plus, how questions really aim your brain towards the solution, right? Rather than the problem. That's our everything is figureoutable philosophy in action. But before we talk about the how, I do want to make something very, very clear. April, my love, you are not bad and you are not weak for falling off the wagon of being consistent. Virtually everybody I know does stuff like this, including me. That's because we are human, right? We have this vision sometimes of these perfect meditators who meditate twice a day, every day, and never, ever miss. Or we hear about people like Jerry Seinfeld, who write a big X on his calendar every day he writes a joke, and that he never breaks his streak. But guess what? Even Jerry Seinfeld doesn't do this. On a Reddit Ask Me Anything, he actually said, "This is hilarious to me that somehow I am getting credit for making an X on a calendar with the Seinfeld productivity program. It's the dumbest non-idea that was not mine, but somehow I'm getting the credit for it." Point here is, you do not have to strive to be this perfect person who does something every single day for the rest of your life, unless that kind of thing really just floats your boat. Now, that said, there are some systems that you can easily put in place to make it easier for yourself to be more consistent on a consistent basis, and some behavioral science that can really give you an edge. I want to share 3 simple steps that can help you keep doing the things that you know feel good for you. So step number 1 is choose one practice or habit, not 17, right? So I love that you mentioned all the kind of things that we like to do in our morning practices. So journaling, exercising, all kinds of things like that. And behavioral science tells us that if you want to be successful in terms of forming a new habit, it is best to focus on one habit, not 5, not 10, and definitely not 27. So I'd encourage you to ask yourself, out of everything that you could do that feels good, which one habit or one practice is going to give you the most bang for the buck, given what you want to experience at this stage and season of your life. So is it riding your bike for those 20 minutes in the morning, or is it something else? Take a look inside and then choose one. Once you do that, then you are ready for step 2, which is turn it into a time-bound personal challenge. What do I mean by that? Well, let me give you an example. Earlier this year, I wanted to strengthen my ability to create faster and just with more fluidity. So I gave myself this 30-day writing challenge where I committed to writing every single day for at least an hour on a non-work-related project. 30 days really felt like this fun and invigorating period of time for me. It wasn't too short where it was just too easy, and it wasn't too long where I felt tired before I even got started. So I would encourage you to do this for yourself. So you want to find a length of time that feels like a stretch. I mean, maybe that's 2 weeks, maybe it's 2 months, maybe it's 90 days, whatever feels right for you. But I want you to make it 100% doable and something that you feel happy and excited to commit to. Now, once you do that, you're ready for step number 3, which is make your success inevitable. So this is where the real magic happens. I want you to ask yourself, what can I do now to make sure that I complete this challenge successfully? So for me, there were actually a few pieces. One is I needed to get Josh on board because I knew that I was planning to write over the weekends, and that's usually our special time together. And two, I needed to create a system to track and monitor my progress because studies show that people who track and monitor what they do are way more likely to stay on track. So I want you to think about this for yourself, right? What are some small steps that you can take to complete your challenge? Is it talking with your family? Is it getting to bed earlier? Is it recruiting a buddy? I don't know. I'm sure you got ideas though. There's, of course, a lot more that I could teach you about the science of willpower and consistency. Too much to get into right now, but I promise you, if you follow these steps, you will be well on your way to being more consistent with doing the things that you know make you feel good.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. Remember, this is only a segment of the whole presentation. Please follow the link in the description below to listen to it in full. If you loved this episode, please leave a positive review for us and let us know on social media at @thelifecraft what inspired you. We will connect again in the next episode, and until then, keep creating a life you are excited to wake up to.